Hello and welcome to Blooming Curious, the podcast dedicated to reimagining early childhood education through the power of curiosity. I'm Edwina, your host, and here to explore the strategies that inspire a lifelong love for learning in children. So if you're homeschooling or you're a curious educator looking for creative, meaningful ways to engage children and move beyond the talk and chalk traditional classroom approach, then this is the place for you. It's the end of the year and you're looking at half-finished workbooks and worksheets that have been filled in shoddily and maybe not even fully completed, and you feel as though you've failed. The real issue isn't what you didn't complete, it's that you're measuring the wrong thing. Curriculum completion feels productive, but it often just means rushing through without real understanding. Kids can finish pages without actually learning to think, question, or apply knowledge, and you end up teaching to a checklist instead of teaching the child. Today, we're talking about inquiry-based learning as the go-to strategy for deeper learning. Now, stay with me, because I'm going to show you why you should be including it in your teaching practice, no matter how old the children are that you're teaching. Let's first look at the benefits of inquiry-based learning. Children develop genuine curiosity. That's the foundation of real learning and intelligence. They learn to observe, question, and test their ideas. These are the skills that transfer to real life. Their understanding deepens because they're constructing knowledge, not just consuming it. And learning sticks because it's connected to real experiences and their own questions from their experiences. Now, I know that inquiry scares people. They think it means a free-for-all and their children don't really learn anything. I hear things like, I don't have time to add another thing. Well, inquiry isn't an add-on. It becomes part of your fabric of learning. You don't replace your explicit instruction with inquiry. These are different strategies that dovetail and complement each other. Oh, I hear, I need structure. I need to cover the content. Well, inquiry is structured. You're still guiding the learning. You're modeling and you're facilitating like any good educator will do. You just don't leave kids to figure out things for themselves. You watch, you ask open-ended questions, you help them find answers, and you teach them problem-solving strategies. These are the skills children need to succeed in life. Or maybe you're saying, I don't know enough about science or maths or how to answer their questions. Well, you don't need to know everything. You're teaching them how to find answers. And with that, you will learn even more than you know now. Or I hear, it's so overwhelming. Well, it's only overwhelming if you believe it is. Inquiry starts with a small, single step. You don't change everything in one fell swoop. That's just asking for failure. So allow me to take you on a little tour of how simply and easily you can include inquiry in your everyday experiences. Let's take something as simple as going on a walk around the block, to the park, in the park, at the beach, even just around your garden or the playground. What most of us do is we rush through it. We tell kids, hurry up. No, you can't stop for every stick. Put that rock down. Throw away that feather. It's dirty. But inquiry, what that looks like is allowing them to collect those objects that they're drawn to. And in my free e-guide that I'll share with you shortly, I'm going to show you how those little stones become objects for patterning and counting and weight comparison in geology. How sticks become measurement, balance, structures and engineering. How leaves become classifications and observation of seasonal changes. This teaches more than a worksheet ever could because the learning is motivated by their question, their finds, not your assignment or your worksheet. In my free e-guide, I break down exactly how to turn these kinds of moments into learning experiences that don't even feel like learning. It includes the specific skills the children develop and practical ways to extend their thinking. It's designed for both classroom and home school educators who want to see real growth, not just completed pages. This is where inquiry starts, not with overhauling everything, but just with noticing what's already in front of you. And as a bonus, I've also included a little workbook that accompanies the picture book, I Went Walking by Sue Williams. It has a literacy activity that children can do after they've come back from their walk with all those little objects that they've seen or found or brought back. So next time you feel behind on the curriculum, stop for a moment and ask yourself, has my child or student, has their thinking deepened? Do they ask better questions? Are they making connections? That's the only growth that matters. And if you can be totally honest with yourself and answer no to any of those questions, then it's time for you to include inquiry into your teaching practice. Lucky for you, I have resources that can help you do just that. First, go and download the e-guide, How to Nurture Natural Curiosity, and start by going on a simple walk and putting the suggested experiences into practice. And I guarantee you that your children will love it. And secondly, go further with my Inquiry 101 guide that will take you through the step-by-step process of implementing inquiry into your teaching. I will leave a link in the show notes to both of these guides, How to Nurture Natural Curiosity and the 101 guide. Now is the perfect time, December. Holidays are coming. It's the perfect time. I know that you've just finished a year and you don't want to start working immediately and start planning. And I'm not saying that you should. But now is the perfect time to just start thinking about the changes that you want to make. So go there to the show notes, download the free e-guide and the Inquiry 101 guide, and start thinking in when you start your planning for the new year and start thinking about how you're going to get children to go deeper in their learning. These guides are going to help you start simply and easily so that you can implement real learning, deeper learning, richer learning, not just ticking off curriculum points or filling in worksheets. That's not real education. Now, before I go, I would like to say a very big thank you for listening and also ask you that if you like this podcast, please just take a second and tap that share button and share it with a friend or a colleague. And I'd also love you to leave a review, as positive reviews really help to push this podcast up the ranks where it stands a better chance of being found. These are the only ways that the podcast can grow. So thanks again for being here. I really appreciate you. And until next time, stay blooming curious and take care of yourself.